Good morning. I'm meteorologist Dave Epstein. It is Friday, the 5th of April. Let's get to our weather wisdom for today. Some of you still without power. You may not be able to listen to this, of course. We had quite a bit of power outages in northern New England. I was looking yesterday. The state of Maine had about half the customers of CMP without power at one point, maybe a little less, but pretty close, 675,000 power customers, and there was about 337 or so folks without power, including my parents, ended up at a hotel last night. So I think the power's back on for them this morning, and still in the Mid-Coast as well as other counties, there's full towns out. Harpswell's completely out. Not one person has power, and Brunswick half out. Cumberland's completely out. Standish is completely out. So a lot of the state of Maine, if you know that area, is without power today. They should be getting that back on. Big nor'easter brought quite a bit of snow to northern New England, over a foot in some cases, less along the coastline. And even around greater Boston, we had that coating of sleet and a little bit of snow. Just a really lousy day yesterday. One of those days that is going to make us appreciate Monday for sure, because by the time we get there, it's going to be beautiful. And I think we turn the corner next week. I think that, you know, this pattern of cool, damp, cloudy weather doesn't mean we're not going to have another cool, damp, cloudy day, but I think we're going to see a marked change here coming up next week, and you'll start to see some real greening going on with all this rain that we've had, all this moisture, and then you start warming the soil up. Things are really going to pop. Now, today, we've got a little sunshine possible, a lot of clouds, temperatures in the 40s. There might be a little sprinkle or a shower popping up in the afternoon. That storm system kind of rotating around up in Canada, and we'll throw clouds in here tonight, maybe a little rain or snow shower, temperatures down to the 30s, and there might be a rain or a snow shower tomorrow morning. Another cloudy, breezy, cool day, temperatures only in the lower 40s. So it'll be about 44, 45 this afternoon, about 42, 43 tomorrow, and then Sunday mostly cloudy, temperatures in the 40s. And showers are actually likely Saturday night as some energy rotates down around that system with a northerly wind in the 30s, so a cold shower kind of regime there. So not a lot of rain, but nevertheless, not a great weekend by any means. Then we'll start to clear out Sunday night, and by Monday, we're mostly sunny, and we remain mostly clear for the eclipse. Now remember, if you're watching the eclipse anywhere but totality, you need those glasses in order to look at it. What you're basically going to see is you'll look up, you'll look through the glasses, it's really dark, you'll see the disk of the sun, and then you'll see the moon kind of going over it, and it's very flat, and it's small, and that's what you'll get to see. If you are in the path of totality, you'll get to see just a much different scenario. It'll get dark, birds will come out, some of the brighter planets will come out, you'll see that outer ring of the sun, the corona, and it'll be pretty amazing. So I've been encouraging folks, if you can find a spot to go for the day on Monday, it is going to be a wonderful sight. And Tuesday and Wednesday, weather still look nice, temperatures in the 50s, there may be a few showers moving in toward the end of next week, but all in all, it's looking a lot milder, and again, we're going to see some changes here. Some of the greening will really take over next week. I hope everybody has a great weekend in spite of the cool, damp weather.